Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Nick.
It worked.
Oh, wait, which John?
Yeah, I got you.
Did you mean John or John?
I meant John.
Hey.
What's up?
And this is Stranger. And this is Stranger Still.
I'm pretty dang good.
Are you feeling energized? Are you feeling alive?
I'm feeling more alive than dead?
Yeah, I guess that's
Was that your segue? Yeah, that was pretty good, right?
Yeah. We're talking about zombies today, which is kind of exciting. I think everyone in their heart enjoys zombies in some medium, whether it's TV or movies or music?
And in their brains.
And in their brands?
Was that a joke?
No, I couldn't think of a zombie music. Okay. I just hoped that you would come up with an example. But I do have an example because you actually did make music based on zombies.
Okay. Hey, you got that together. That was a good... Yeah.
Well, thanks for yes-anding. It was actually for a movie by today's guest.
John Mingione.
Do you add applause sound effects here?
Like, yeah.
Like, oh, we will. We will now.
Like really loud. Now can we, like crying? Could there be a baby crying? Wait, why is there a baby?
Well, okay. I mean, I do have a child, but she's not here right now.
It could be the applause is so grand that it upset the children.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really the entrance I was on. To get off to how old?
1 year. She just turned, she'll be like 1 year and a month on the 14th.
He's a nerd. She was born on Pi Day.
Yeah, she was born on
And the opposite of born is dead, which is what zombies are.
That's right. Right.
Man, you're great, so good at segues.
And so, John Began, I get it. He scored a zombie film that we made last year, and wow. Can I give John a round of applause?
Yeah.
I don't want any sound effects. I just want my own hands.
Okay. Nick, please don't interrupt. You should let him clap.
Sorry.
I want that dry.
You want it isolated?
Yeah, please.
You gotta do it again, John.
Please just clap. Call me Jeb Bush. All right.
No, but it was it a challenge scoring it?
Well, this is we used to see each other in human form, and now it's kind of like your body avatar that I see over videos. So that makes it a little challenge. But yeah, it's all fake instruments. It's all digital. It's all IAMing. It's all ramping strings.
Yeah.
It's all ramping strings. Just woo. Walking Dead stuff.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what a ramp is, it's basically just music that like it goes.
So actually, John, I think you're technically the third filmmaker we've had on the show. We felt that you were the resident expert to help us talk about zombies.
Woo!
And we asked our listeners for some listener questions that we're going to sprinkle in throughout here. We'll get to those a little bit later. But I guess the question that we want to explore today is how would zombies work? Because zombies aren't real. We'll get into a little bit how they could be real and how in Haiti they might be real, but they're not real. So, John, where do you think we should start?
At the beginning of your first paragraph of research.
Oh, I thought you were actually going to go there, which is where we always start, which is a brief history of zombies.
That's a good word, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like almost that. There.
Can we say ghoulish? Can you say ghoulish for us, John?
The word ghoulish?
Just say like a brief history of zombies, like spooky.
A brief history of zombies. That wasn't spooky
enough. No, that was Austin Powers.
We can put some lightning sound effects.
Yeah, we'll put some thunder. It'll make it great.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right,
also, from here on out, can you designate which, because this is going to get confusing because we're both John.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe, I mean, on my radio show, they call me Johnny if you want to do that.
I can do that.
You can do that, or I think it's fine. I live for chaos. So.
You'll be Johnny. He will be John.
Yeah.
So zombies, apparently, even back in Gilgamesh. Do you know what that book is?
Yeah, it's in the Bible, right?
No, it's actually before the Bible. It's the first book or novel.
Oh, the pre-Bible by Michael Bublé.
Yeah. It was called Gilgamesh. It had zombie-like creatures in it, and that was like 5,000 years ago. So the idea of zombies has been in the human subconscious or conscious for centuries, millennia, which is kind of concerning. The real zombies that we know today actually started sprouting up in Haitian rituals. There were voodoo masters called Bokors, which I'm probably saying wrong, but spelled
Bokors?
Yeah, B-O-K-O-R. Bokors. Works for me. They would, quote, resurrect the dead, usually from souls that died, quote, unnaturally. Like, they were violently murdered. Those Ooh. Souls could be captured.
Ooh, Haitian's gonna hate.
Some Bokors could apparently possess living souls if they were powerful enough. And they'd perform these rituals and capture the person's soul as their slave to do their bidding. And during the 30s and 40s, these Haitian practices were kind of, I guess, discovered or brought to light by the Western world, thus leaching them into our culture. This kind of started to seep in from there, which Maddie, one of our great listeners on our Facebook page, brought up the Haitian voodoo style myth. He said that they're fun and easily replicatable with savvy alchemy savvy junior high kids.
Wow, John, we got to give him a round of applause for getting that out.
It took a while.
Replicable. That's it. Nailed it.
So what he's referring to is that you can actually make Haitian zombies with Haitian voodoo. And the best explanation of how to do this is to use the poison detrotoxin from the pufferfish.
Yeah.
And it starts to, it like gives people clammy skin, which is what those zombies looked like. It temporarily paralyzes them, so they, for a while, they might think that they've died, and then they'll go along with it, and leaves them in a foggy state. So if it's used sparingly, you can create zombies. Otherwise, you might kill someone.
Yeah.
It's very poisonous.
You can...
try this at home, kids.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah. Without the supervision of an adult.
Yeah.
Of a Haitian. So, yeah, I think you would get pufferfished, right? Mm-hmm. And from what I heard is, like, they'd take the poison and put it on the ground so people would step on it and get it in their feet.
Yeah.
And then they'd get paralyzed. People would say, oh, they're just dead, I guess. Let's bury them. And then they'd come back and they'd be slaves. And they would work for whoever poisoned them.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Yep. Well, yeah. It gets worse, though. So,
okay.
Zombies have made their way into our culture, like I said. And in 1978, George A. Romero loosely adapted these creatures, I will call them, in the first major instance of this happening in the movie called... Do you know? Anyone? John? Johnny?
I have no idea.
Really?
Evil Back to the...
Nope.
Ghostbusters.
Dawn of the Dead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
I could have guessed that.
It started out as a metaphor for the cannibalistic nature of capitalism, which we talked about on the show before, but it was simply just to show how evil capitalism can be. And he used these creatures to display that. And this is where the first idea of the modern flesh-eating zombies came from.
Oh.
Since then, people have taken the idea and ran with it, made it their own. We have all types of zombies. So are you, Johnny, are you a slow-moving zombie lover or a fast-moving zombie lover?
I've grown to love the fast-moving zombies. But actually, funny thing is, before I made that film and before The Walking Dead, I actually I was a zombie hater.
Really? Why is that?
I always thought that it was tacky.
Sure.
I felt like every movie was exactly the same. Every story, like the story, I don't know. And then when The Walking Dead came around, I just kind of fell in love with the idea of an apocalypse and. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, but anyway, fast moving zombies are my jam.
Awesome. What about you, John?
I'm hit and miss, man. I like the slow stuff for the most part. I'm into both, but I'm kind of like, I'm on the same page as him where I was like, man, how long is this going to last? That it's like, it's become its own genre.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But man, it's like everyone's watching the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. And there are some great ones in there, and Dawn of the Dead and things like that.
Yeah.
But then, I think people started changing things with The Walking Dead, and then people got sick of that because it was too popular, and you know, everybody has their opinions formed just based on popularity and not content. Slow zombies.
Yeah, you're slow zombies.
I mean, I think I really like in film when they have a unique twist about their zombie. I mean, mm-hmm. let's be real, The Walking Dead, their zombies are just the basic bitch of zombie.
Yeah.
But I think it's the story. Can I say that? Can I say
yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's the storyline of the apocalypse storyline that I'm really into that lets me accept the basic B zombie. But I love when – I forget what movie it was because they're all blending together. But the zombies were like really fast. And I
was it 28 Days Later?
It was 28 Days
Later. Yeah, that was good. With the applause. Fireworks.
Ah, fireworks.
There were fireworks. Yeah, that's anyway. A spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah. 28 Days Later. Or 28 Days. I don't know if there were two of them.
They might have been.
I think 28 Days is a different movie. I think that's like a romantic comedy.
There was definitely a sequel, though.
I'm not joking. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know. John, Google it. Types of zombies, though. There's traditionally the slow-moving zombies, which were the OG, and then the fast-moving zombies kind of came, I think, mostly with The Walking Dead, or around 28 Days Later is kind of where it started. And I guess when you get down to zombies, there's also the ways that they come about. So there's I think everyone knows the virus outbreaks from Resident Evil and stuff like that. Actually, in the original Dawn of the Dead, the reason that there were zombies, I don't think it was really ever explained, but the reasoning was that hell was full, so then the dead would have to come back. I guess that was on the movie poster. The dead were rising out of their graves because there was nowhere for their souls to go. There's the voodoo, which has stuck around. And I think my favorite, and probably the most scientifically accurate, is the kind of fungus stuff that was in Last of Us.
Yeah.
Which I'll get into in just a little bit.
Oh, just a little bit longer than a little bit, if I could just, real quick, if you don't mind.
Go for it, please.
Oh, yeah, 28 days, 28 days later.
28 days. The story of Gwen Cummings, Sandra Bullock, a successful New York writer living in the fast lane and everyone's favorite party girl, until she gets drunk with boyfriend Jasper, played by Dominic West, borrows her sister's, Elizabeth Perkins, wedding limo, and earns herself a stay in a court-ordered rehab.
That's much different than the movie starring Christopher Eccleston.
Wait, when are the zombies coming?
31% Rotten Tomatoes.
I think zombies
and
are...
And Sandra Bullock's face gets eaten off by a zombie baby.
Yeah, I think it's in Britain, and she goes, oh, Bullocks, and her Bullock face.
If you read the reviews, the only redeeming part of that is when her face gets eaten, so...
Yeah.
Right.
Sad, though, sad. It sounds funny, but sad, really.
So I got a question from Justin Vignola from Comrade Radio. He's one of our Comrade Radio friends.
Yeah.
He, on our Facebook page, said, I'd like to know what Lucifer was doing since his mismanagement led to a full hell, and then zombies came out of that. You need to expand your market, bro. Plus, he could have refurbished older hellscapes to optimize space, doubled up on people in the rooms. I'm just saying, I think that he had other options than sending the excess dead back to Earth. What do you guys think?
And probably full of Republicans.
Stuck that in there. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I mean, everybody needs a day off or a little vacation, so maybe Satan was just, you know, taking a little break, and while he was breaking, hell was filled up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that plausible?
Yeah, I think so. He probably, like, left it in, like, the management of his son or something, and his son's like, I was just freeloading off of your stock, and I don't know how to run the family business, and then next thing
come
you
on,
know,
Dad.
Lucy Jr.,
yeah, it's tough to run something.
Where do you think Satan would vacation? Like, where would, like, you know, like
you
the
have to
sun?
Go somewhere nice.
Let's okay. So, I would think like, where would Satan vacation? And then we're insert whoever's listening to this. We put in their least favorite town. Like, just insert that in, and we're just like 10 versions of the podcast.
Okay, we can do that. Just localize our podcast.
Chicago.
Aha, they get me. Yeah, just localize.
Detroit.
It.
Actually, like, he probably would go to Detroit. Yeah. I'm not joking.
It's nice this time of year.
Yeah, we're saying it's great.
Yeah, it's great. I think the question that I want to explore next is, how would a zombie apocalypse happen in the first place? So there's, like I said before, there's the viral outbreak, which I think branches out into bloodborne pathogens, which would get us our flesh-eating zombies that we know and love. Or it could be an airborne virus, like there kind of was in I Am Legend, even though that technically wasn't zombies.
I think that was an outbreak of bad CGI.
Oh,
I think that's
like enemies.
I own I Am Legend on DVD.
Yeah, you
that's
do.
I love it.
I don't watch.
I own I Am Hitch. It's a weird hybrid.
Whoa, that's weird.
Wow, Kevin James
tries to hook those zombies up with each other.
Paul Blart fights zombies. Yeah,
I thought Hitch was just Will Smith like sad,
Kevin
but like
James.
Oh, they okay. Yeah, they do.
He like helps Kevin James find love.
Yeah, while finding his own love.
While finding his own love, boom!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
Wow, okay. Nerds, keep going.
Wow, we're hitch nerds.
We're vibing, John.
We're hitch heads.
Or at least take your shirt off, whatever.
Yeah. I'll do one of the two.
It was like on TBS like last night. Anyway, so I Am Legend. What's that?
John is doing neither of the things they just promised that he would do. But it's okay. I digress.
We'll get a post-credits, scene. You guys stick around. So I Am Legend reminds me of... something like CRISPR gene editing, which we've also kind of talked about before,
yep.
Which is literally a virus that goes in and alters your DNA, which I think is a very plausible way to make zombies, especially if it's airborne, an airborne virus. And then the last one that I kind of alluded to earlier was a fungal breakout. Have you heard about the fungus down in Africa that turns ants into zombies?
Tell me.
Yes.
No, I haven't, obviously.
Really?
I have.
So I think this is kind of... I don't have any proof because I haven't looked into it, but you guys know the game Last of Us? Do you know that, Johnny? No?
No.
You've played it, right, John?
I own it. I haven't played it.
I love that game. It's like one of my favorite games of all time. It's in my top 10. But the zombies are made out of fungus, and there's actually this fungus down in Africa that, like, I guess, burrows itself into the brains of ants and causes these ants to climb way tall trees until they're so exhausted that they die. And the plan for this fungus is that they'll climb up these trees onto the fungus and die on the fungus to feed it. So it basically like mind controls them, kills them, and then brings them up and exhausts them onto the resting fungus.
Yep. Which also reminds me of toxoplasma.
Toxoplasmosis?
Yep. Which it's in cat poop.
Yep.
Rats can get infected with it, and then they're like not scared of cats, so they get eaten.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The toxoplasmosis, it infects everyone, actually. But in mice specifically, it inhibits their fear of cats and slows down their reaction time. So if a mouse gets infected with this, it makes it easier for the cat to catch them. So it's like this little... I don't know. I guess it's just a bacteria or a virus that lives inside the cat's intestine.
Why pregnant women shouldn't change kitty litter. Yeah. I probably definitely have it because I do.
Yeah, like everyone can have toxoplasmosis, but it's not going to affect us. But if a pregnant woman gets toxoplasmosis, it can have very detrimental effects to the
fetus. Oh wait, so here I am thinking. So if a mouse or a rat like gets infected from the cat poop, it will make them less anxious when there's a cat around, and then the cat will just catch it.
Yeah, they'll be like really chill, man. Like,
here I am.
Thing. I thought it was like a good thing, like the mouse gets infected with it. It's like I'm not afraid of no cat.
Well, I mean, a little bit. They're kind of like, oh yeah, just eat me, man.
Yeah, just, there goes my leg.
Just the nibble. You look hungry.
What's your favorite zombie outbreak method?
Ooh. I think the most realistic is virus.
Yeah,
because how quick can I mean the cool thing is, and we could touch on it later. Is the CDC did release a plan, like kind of as a joke, but they did it officially.
Yeah, we will get to that.
Yeah.
What about you, Johnny? I'm
trying to think. I think like an airborne toxin released by the government.
Yeah, I mean,
am I allowed to use that as an example?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think that your government turning against you, releasing an airborne toxin, and then boom, everybody's screwed. Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna go with that.
So have you guys ever wondered how long a zombie apocalypse would last? Because my thoughts, like I've read articles online that are like, a zombie apocalypse would never last because zombies would be slow and they would never be able to catch humans and we would just kill them before it spreads anywhere.
This sounds very movie-based, though.
Yeah.
Who knows how fast people will be?
Well, there's some science to it.
All right.
And yeah, I do want
to hear this.
Yeah, I want to call out Lauren Kay on our Facebook page as well, who asked, how long would a zombie apocalypse really last if a good
Lauren
number...
Kay, you just got called out, yo!
Yo!
You just got called out, quick!
You win two free tickets to whatever.
To listening to this podcast. I got nothing.
Yep.
She wanted to know, like, The Walking Dead, the apocalypse has been going on for 7 years, but most of the walkers are still mostly capable of moving around and doing stuff on their own. And they also wanted to know how decaying would affect things and how long.
Wait, The Walking Dead 7 years? Is that confirmed?
I have no idea.
That's just what according to Lauren Kay.
I'm going to trust Lauren.
Kay, I'm going to take her word for it.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, it does depend on what type of zombies we're working with. Fast zombies will obviously be harder to work with than slow zombies. But then you look at the end of the Dawn of the Dead remake, where there's just zombies surrounding this bus and the bus can't move. Like, as soon as they swarm you, you're kind of screwed. So I can see it going both ways. What do you guys think?
I think there's a lot of magical realism in zombie movies, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, they can walk around, but there's no heartbeat and all that stuff. But when you bring into, like, where it gets a little bit more realistic, and they do have a heartbeat, but maybe they're just brain dead, and, like, maybe they don't want to eat your brains, but they do want to kill you, or they could get you infected. I guess it all depends on how realistic it is, because you're going to decay over time. You're going to lose your arms and legs, and
yeah.
you don't have much food.
Yeah,
I could see it being weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on how often they can renew themselves and how quick they could get quarantined.
Yeah.
It's tough.
That answer was perfect. I have to back John up on that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because they would need to constantly – their nutrition is human
flesh.
Or any yeah. flesh, really.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I'm with you. Maybe – ooh. I never – honestly, I don't think I've ever thought about that. Like, the lifespan of a zombie, how long could it last? Damn. Yeah. Do you have some science that you could hit me with?
Well, I got how long a zombie outbreak would last. I have no idea how long an actual zombie would last. But it turns out there was a college that conducted a study that looked at the average fitness of its students to determine how long humans would survive in a zombie outbreak. So, first of all, to be fair, it was only college students. And this doesn't include adults or children.
Oh, millennials will probably last a week.
Yeah, right? Well, actually, it's funny that you say that. The study states that within 3 months, there would only be 300 survivors left out of, what, how many people are on this earth? 4.5 billion people? There'd be 300 left.
Are they going to be in bunkers with guns?
I would hope so. And then later on, the paper was actually peer-reviewed, which is interesting that a paper like this got peer-reviewed. And it was pointed out that the human's ability to adapt to crisis was not taken into account. So they crunched some numbers somehow. I don't know what numbers you would crunch. But then they found out that if humans were able to adapt quickly enough and as adequately as we have to other crises in the past, we would eradicate all zombies within 2.7 years. I don't know how they got that, but they wow. did. They're 0.7. Smarter than me.
We're going to throw the link up to that study on the page.
It'll be on our website.
Wait, I need to do something real quickly. Siri, define eradicate.
It's a Pokemon.
Destroy completely. Put an end to.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm sorry, I'm not very good with words, so Siri helps me.
No, it's fine. If you just remember eradicate, you remember eradicate evolves from eradicate.
Yeah.
And you get Super Bite.
Is that a Pokemon?
Yeah, that's a Pokemon.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, it's real, Johnny. It's real. So we got a couple other comments here. Just some thoughts from some of our listeners because they responded to Lauren's comment. Colton L. said, my thought is if it hit a town, like a small town in Iowa, it would probably quickly be contained. But if you hit a big city, more things come into play. I mean, look at 28 Days Later, which is, I mean, that was a major metropolitan area. And they were fast-moving zombies, and it spread super quick. Sadie Ann, I assume that's her middle name, so I can say the full thing, said the rage virus, if contained, will die so much quicker, but honestly scares me more. They're fast, and until you kill them, they keep coming at you. Makes me shudder.
Ooh. What's shuddering sound? Is that shuddering? Or is it like silent shivering?
Teeth clattering.
Yucky!
Next, we've got a comment from our good buddy Jeff Kowalski of the Creepy Podsta, the Creepy Pasta podcast. He wanted to know, I think this will be a pretty good discussion. He wanted to know why something as outlandish as a zombie apocalypse has become somewhat commonly accepted as plausible. Does it serve as a less grim way to discuss something as unpleasant as the collapse of society?
I think so. I think that's awesome.
I think that's like right on the head.
Well, I think it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. I think 50% is like, this is a fun, nerdy thing to talk about. And the other half is like, let's think about how the nuclear clock is like a minute to midnight or whatever. And
a minute and a half, I think.
North Korea keeps launching missiles and all this crazy stuff. But if we just talk about it, something like light, like zombies, it makes it more digestible.
Yeah. It's a little bit more of a more fanciful way to explore the apocalypse, I think.
Yay. That's dark.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, eventually we all have to go. Like, something mm-hmm. needs to happen to just end everything, so why not flesh-eating zombies? I think it's a very nice bow to tie on the end of humanity.
Yeah, and I think that also kind of taps into humans are obsessed with mortality, and everyone ends, right? Everyone must come to an end, but no one really wants to, and this kind of serves as a way to defy death. It's just kind of a weird twist on that, a really wicked, demented twist on that.
Yeah.
Over here, I'm kind of obsessed with immortality. And John, if you could add some reverb to this. Immortality! If you, like that, I don't know. I've been trying to figure out a way to live forever.
Nick, do I have to do that?
I think you'll be one.
You're just going to leave it so dry. Matter of fact, you're going to like make it even drier.
You're make it dry. You're going to want a glass of water after you hear that.
Turn down the bass and...
Ooh, it hurts. It got tinnitus, I think.
Yeah, gross. I got some other things that I think will bounce off of each other. I'm kind of done with all the science. There's a little bit of psychology with that last one, but the rest of this is just kind of
open.
Colton L. on our Facebook page also commented, "Why do we not have plans ready for it when it happens?" And you said that the CDC
does. I think it was a couple of years ago they released, like, here's what would happen. The CDC actually released a plan. And everyone's like, oh my God, conspiracy. This is great. It's going to happen. They're ready. But really, they're just like, they're a bunch of nerds. And like, this would be really fun.
Yeah. They're people too. And yeah,
they're human
awesome.
Beings.
Wait, did you read the plan at all? Like, is it public?
Yeah. It's released. It's real.
Okay. Why are we not getting this up right now? Like, how we.
That's up to you, Johnny.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try to find it.
So while you pull that up, John, what's your zombie plan?
My zombie plan. I'm doomed. I've got 8 dogs.
Yeah.
I got 6 dogs and 2 foster dogs.
Uh-huh.
We're staying put. Either that or we're going to have to, like, buckle up inside that giant GMC Terrain I just bought.
Yeah. I actually think that staying put's probably the best option. Board up your windows and doors, and hopefully you have a good stock of food. And if you don't, then you've got dogs to eat.
To eat what? What are they going to eat? You didn't finish your sentence. To eat with you?
For you to eat.
For me to eat with? Like, I don't understand.
With your girlfriend. So, I think Johnny's still researching this. So
I'm trying so hard. It's not... I'm not good at this. I'm not good at the Google.
I'll go into my zombie plan.
Go to askajeeves.com.
Oh, ask
say,
Jeeves, right.
Hey, Jeeves. It's been a while.
You're the wrong website. That's your first problem.
Siri? Siri would probably... I wonder actually what Siri would say.
Yeah, go.
Hey, Siri, what should we do during a zombie apocalypse?
Looking. Here's what I found on the web for what should we do during a zombie
apocalypse.
Oh, come
on. That is just absolute BS. I hate when she cops out like that, don't you?
Yeah. I never use her just because sick of hearing that.
So, Nick, what would you do?
So, I hate to say it, but I'd go to a mall like in Dawn of the Dead. And I will point out, there was an article that I read a long time ago, probably like 6 years ago, because I was in high school when this happened. I could not find it today when I went looking for it. There's actually a study done on random floating particle physics and their movement through complex shapes, which sounds really complicated, but it's just like there are dust particles and how do those move within the confines of a structure. And it stated that zombies would move much like those random floating particles, just looking for food, randomly wandering around. And a mall would actually be a very efficient place to go because it is a very complex structure. So if you're in that mall, the chances of a zombie finding you are very, very low. So I would go probably to the mall.
Nice. Maybe like a hedge maze.
Yeah. Like something The Shining, like definitely a hedge maze.
Dang.
A hedge maze?
Yeah.
A maze of hedges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. There, yeah, oh, wait.
Yeah. Like a corn maze, but with hedges. Without Siri. So, Johnny, what's your zombie escape plan?
So, to be honest, I've had several discussions with certain friends about this. I would be so screwed in a zombie apocalypse because I'm not very good at – like, I could edit the crap out of a video and maybe make a good song. But as far as, like I'm lucky I could change a light bulb. So, like, I would have to just pray that my friends are near me, like, during that time, and they could just kind of take me in, and hopefully I could just, like, contribute, like, positive vibes to the group.
Yeah. Throw in a couple of jokes in there.
Yeah.
Right? And my jokes don't always hit. John, as you know, we went to high school together. I would say I have, like, a 30% success rate. Right?
Yeah, I would say your jokes are pretty non-abusive. They don't hit very often.
No, but yeah, so I would not. Yeah, I don't know. But if I was alone, all right, so let's be real. Like, if I had to deal with this zombie apocalypse on my own, what would I would go to a grocery store, and I think I would just try to live in the grocery store. But everybody else is going to try to do that too, so then they would just kill me. I'm screwed, guys. Yeah. I'm so screwed.
I'd be screwed too. I'd be screwed today if I got sick and had to go to the hospital for real and there's no vegan food there.
Yeah.
What am I going to do at a grocery store?
I don't know.
And everyone's going to, I mean, I'll be like, all right, I got the apples.
Grocers.
You guys can have all the meats.
Yeah.
Ooh, imagine trying to be vegan during an apocalypse.
At an Arby's.
Well, should, I got one question here from Nikki H, who wanted to know if there are any vegetarian zombies. What do you guys think?
Ooh.
There's a movie called Attack of the Vegan Zombies that I saw and held a physical copy of in my hands. As Desiree's father had it. And on the cover, it says something about grains.
Yeah, they eat grains.
Eating grains. Instead of brains. It was a good joke. And then I was like, I bet you that's 50% of the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. So herbivore dumb puns.
Herbivore zombies. I don't think so. Because isn't the point of a zombie to eat human flesh?
Yeah, like it taps into the primal instincts just to eat flesh.
Okay, let me throw this at you then. Toxoplasmosis.
Yeah.
It inhabits the brain of a mouse, makes it less fearful of cats gets eaten, right?
Yeah,
it's really the whole reason that the toxoplasmosis wants to get eaten by a cat is so that it'll poop more and spread more toxoplasmosis so more mice will eat it.
Yep.
What if there's a fungus that infects humans and makes you want to eat more fungus?
That's fair. Well, there you go.
There's your herbivore zombies.
Fine. Be that way.
Fine.
So we're going to pretend that vegetarian zombies don't exist because Owen Chowles, he wanted to know brains are just human flesh. I'm going to go with human flesh on this one.
Ooh. I don't know, but is it human flesh or is it any flesh? Because they eat like sheep and deer and like any carcasses and cows stuff, right?
I think any flesh is fair. I think that's fair game. I think in George A. Romero's world, brains and flesh were a good starting point, but now we're in a more, I don't know, we're just in a world of people that like to explain things too much and like to say, like, this is how this would actually work, and they wouldn't only target human flesh.
I hear what you're saying there, but this is how this actually works. There's like apple flesh and stuff, like flesh of a watermelon.
There we go.
You know,
keep going. Like, from the vegan.
Maybe like a blood orange.
Oh, God. Nick, are you vegan?
No, no, no.
Thank God.
My wife is a vegetarian, though.
I'm kidding,
really
John.
Difficult.
I respect you. Wait, Nick, I wanted to bring something up because we talked about like the eating flesh and stuff.
Yeah.
This is something that actually bothers me, and maybe you guys can help. Have we seen in a movie or a TV show a zombie animal and or a zombie baby? I have yet to see that stuff.
Actually,
both.
There are both. And someone on our Facebook group brought this up, and I wanted to call them out. It was Sadie Ann again. So Sadie Ann wanted to know that as well. So you're not the only one, Johnny.
Good.
I'll say real quick.
Yeah.
A baby totally gets chowed down on in John's movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Hey.
Everything.
No. It's called a teaser.
We ended up cutting down that scene a little bit because we tested the movie out to an audience of a lot of people. And that the scene of the baby being eaten just dragged on a little too long. So we actually cut it in half.
Did people get upset?
No, they didn't get upset. But the reaction – so the reaction of it with the whole film was great. And just during that part, it just seemed like – people were like cringy a little bit
because
we hovered over that baby for like a good 4 hard seconds.
There's a good chomp in there too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's still in there though. I really still want to hear the answer to the question of the
Please.
Dog and baby.
Well, yeah. So I know for a fact in the Dawn of the Dead remake there was a baby because there's a woman that was pregnant with a zombie baby and then the baby just like comes out and like rips through her stomach and stuff.
Oh,
and,
sick.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not sick for her.
Right, sick as a viewing audience.
Yeah.
like medically, like the baby probably had some sort of illness.
Well,
that's
clearly.
What I mean.
Yeah.
And then in Resident Evil, there are the hounds. The hounds are zombified.
But are they...
They're hellhounds,
they
though.
Running?
Yeah, they still run and stuff.
I want to see a slow-ass moving zombie dog that's like...
Or like a cow or something. Something that's just like a turtle, yeah.
I almost wish this was video.
Turtle?
Yeah. That'd
a zombie
be sweet.
Turtle would be so dope.
We should. I'm sure we could just make a whole movie around that. Just that.
Zombie turtle.
Yeah.
Zombie turtle attack.
All right. TM. We got to make that happen.
Yeah. Copyright.
Yes. All
right. I'll send you a script.
That's how copyright works, kids.
Write the script.
If
we're gonna email, if you email the podcast to yourself and don't open it,
if you mail it to yourself with the post date, I'm sure that there's movies out there, like crappy indie movies that are like the zombie squirrel and stuff, but as far as as far as mainstream go, I don't think that there are any zombie animals. I think that they should be. I think that in zombie lore it should also infect animals, but
I'd like to see a movie from the animal's perspective where they're just not affected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, what the...
Like, just dolphins. Like, what?
Dude, or zombie dolphins would be amazing.
Yeah.
I want to call it Rachel S. She asked a lot of questions, also about decaying and stuff. Nikki H. also asked some questions. She wanted to know if zombies can still smell when their nose has rotted off.
That's a great question.
I think humans can, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your nose sensors aren't in your nostrils. That's just like the protector of your nose sensors.
Yeah. And I think that
it's like a little tunnel to your actual nose.
I think it's in a position that helps receive scent, but I don't know that it would enhance your smell at all. So I think they can still smell.
Yeah, maybe you smell better without a nose. Just kind of get in the way.
Yeah, yeah. Let's I'll ask Shelby because she's read a lot of Harry Potter. She might know.
Oh, Voldemort.
Yeah. So the other question.
I wasn't sure. I love Harry Potter so much. Look, behind all these jackets behind me, look at this.
Oh my God. That's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Serious Black poster.
My wife would be so proud of you. I'll tell her. Or this will stay in the podcast and she'll hear it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Hi, shout out.
The other thing that she wanted to know is she wanted to know if zombies would actually prefer to travel in packs, and if they did, is there a leader, an alpha zombie, and how do they communicate to each other?
That's another great question.
And I personally, I'll open it up to you guys, but I think it just kind of depends on the type of zombie, once again, that we're dealing with, because fast zombies have no reason to be in a pack because they can just run and catch up to a human and eat them, whereas slow zombies have less of a chance to catch someone, so they're gonna go around in packs to swarm and then devour, and they're more likely to get a meal if they're in a pack.
It's just like animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that to that point, in most lore, you've got zombies that have some level of intelligence into mm-hmm. them, and most animals have some level of intelligence, right? So ants travel in packs because
mm-hmm.
they know if they team up, they'll do better.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that same thing will take effect.
Yeah. As far
but
as
it's less food.
It's less yep. food, but a higher success rate.
It's the same dilemma that people come to when they're trying to survive on the opposite end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want more people with you, or do you want to be faster and put more food for you?
Ooh.
Yeah. And
it's rhetorical, right?
Yeah. Don't you dare tell me what you think.
Okay.
This mic. I was supposed to sound cool, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys think about the whole leader alpha zombie type of thing?
I'm just trying to think of like scenes in The Walking Dead when there's like a herd coming. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like usually, I don't think that they. You never really see a leader of the pack, right? You just see like a giant overhead of like a bunch of zombies. But that's a really great question.
Yeah.
There was a movie where there was one zombie that could kind of communicate. Was that one of the...
I know in Land 20? Of the Dead, they start to get smarter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of with the fireworks, I think, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Spoiler. But that's where they had like an alpha dude that was like, let's go this way.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of directing them around, like making grunts.
Yeah. That I think that was Land of the Dead.
Yeah.
Because they started being able to use tools and stuff.
Yeah.
She also wanted to know... Nikki H. has a bunch of questions here. She asked...
I love Nikki H. She just sounds like such a down-to-earth person.
She's the best.
Yeah.
So she wanted to know if taking out the heart will kill them. And she's assuming that removing the head will. That's just the rules that we're going with here. But I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens, if it happens. And she also wants to know how zombies feel about ghouls and if there's any animosity between them. And will zombies attack ghouls because they're dead as well?
Zombies, like, okay, I hate to say it. I'm not trying to stereotype.
Right.
Most of them, super racist.
Right.
Especially specious against ghouls and zombies have been at heads butting for years. Everyone
knows decades.
That. Hearts? If you're going to eat something, you probably need a heart, right? To circulate your blood stuff.
But does their blood circulate? I don't think their blood actually circulates.
Then why do you need blood?
Yeah,
if you stab a zombie through the heart, it's still alive.
You're supposed to shoot it in the head brain.
Yeah.
The brain. So it has to be the brain.
I'm going to go with the decapitation is the only way to kill him. Heart's not going to do anything.
And you know, I never knew what a ghoul is. Isn't a ghoul a ghost?
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would a zombie even see the ghoul?
Can you?
Right.
It's fine. But could you just like watch it with the stereotypes?
Ghoul lives matter. Oh, is that messed up?
No, that's good.
No, that's great. And then the last question from Nikki H. And I think the last question that we can go over here is, where does all that food go? Do they defecate?
That is a great... There's so many good questions.
I know. This is why I put this out to the Facebook group, because they always deliver.
Someone underneath that commented, what does happen to the poo-poo?
Yeah. And then someone else said that they should go watch some scene in Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, where I guess there's some sort of defecation happening, which I know you don't like to think about that.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
YouTube zombie poop, by the way, FYI.
Did you just do that?
Yeah, I did, and it's a dude doing weird stuff on his couch.
Oh, no!
I'm so confused right now.
That's disgusting.
13 views. All right.
Yeah, how many views does it have?
27,000.
Oh, my God!
But it's just a dude making... I'm so weirded out by this video. All right, I can't even...
That's enough.
It's a dude making faces and... Fart noises are happening. Sorry for saying the F word, John.
he calls
that's
it that
worst
too.
F word. Yeah.
Don't go to YouTube and type in zombie poop.
Now all of our listeners just type that in, except for John. But I don't know where that food goes. I assume that it just falls out.
I mean, if they're decayed enough, right?
Yeah, if they're decayed and there's like an open.
It'd be really funny and cute, kind of. You'd be like, look at this. And then catch it in your hands, eating
again.
Yeah.
Or it could be like in Left 4 Dead. Have you guys played that game? Left 4 Dead?
You know, I'm not a big game. I used to be more of a gamer back in the day. I was more of a Tony Hawk Pro Skater kind of guy.
Hey, I can respect
that. Hold on. You don't need to say that. The backwards hat said that.
Well, the listeners can't see the backwards hat.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what kind of fan you are now. What, you play Call of Duty or...
play Halo?
Yeah.
Oh, man, look at that hipster.
I just put on my glasses. Now I've...
Yeah, right, actually,
this is a podcast, so they can't see.
Yeah, he actually looked cooler. But...
He looked way cooler.
Oh, did I look cooler?
No, you look great.
You look great.
Okay, you look... it's neutral.
Yeah, with a backwards hat, you kind of look like... That's a weird pose.
I don't know why I posed it like this.
But no, what I was going to say is though that they could end up like bloaters in Left 4 Dead. There's like these big guys that explode, and there's like a bunch of gas that comes out. So it could just like build up inside the zombie, and then eventually there's this big ball of zombie that explodes.
Yep, gross.
Yeah. any other zombie topics you guys want to explore?
Well, I was when you were talking about zombie. Like time frames before, just something we were discussing before we started filming our zombie movie, which, by the way, we made like a short. It's a parody of The Walking Dead in a short, but we needed to decide for wardrobe and set how far into the apocalypse were we.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as far as the clothes went and the makeup, because a lot of planning went into it. We had 3 makeup artists on set.
Nice.
And so it's like how dirty. And so – and that's something on The Walking Dead that I have a problem with is like – They're always looking fresh. Like, yes, they look dirty, but like they're always shaved on the neck. And they never show it. They always have haircuts. So we tried to like, I don't know. We decided on like 8 months. It's been like 8 months that they've been in the apocalypse.
Hey, it's
like only kind of crappy.
It's less than 2.7 years. So you guys were in the right window.
Yep. Did you guys ever think about that? Like with The Walking Dead or with like with apocalypse stuff like that? It's like how are they always looking? And why are they always wearing jeans? It's so hot. It's so hot.
You'd think that they'd cut them, right, to make shorts.
Shorts, but they're always wearing like leather jackets, and they always look so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we better start our business up to sell Zorts now before it's taken. Yeah. TM. Zombie shorts, Zorts.
Zorts.
So we can say anything and then say TM?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. If you email it to yourself and don't open it,
don't open it, though.
Do not open the attachment.
Makes you.
Because I had this really good idea for, you know, Uma Thurman, the actress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's called Uma Thermos.
Oh.
It's a thermos with TM.
Oh, you son of
a...
I did it. And I emailed myself, but I did open it. So now I'm screwed.
Okay.
Yeah, you're screwed. Email it again. Just email it again.
Sorry for bringing up Uma Thermos on the show. We can go back to zombies.
No, that's perfect. That's a perfect transition for...
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
When you're a zombie, you don't need to drink out of a thermos.
Yeah. Good one.
Wait, was there a tagline there or was that...
That was, but you do need to.
He was trying to make a
have
segue.
Blood.
He was trying to make a segue.
Is there another bloody question, Nick? What's just read the next one you saw.
Let me see. I think I got
maybe. Easy. We do have a British listener, so
yeah, he might find that offensive.
Maybe.
Yo, there's a gnarly sunset popping out my window. I gotta take a quick picture.
Do it.
I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, you do it.
Gram life. You know, you gotta get those likes.
What a poser.
I don't really like him very much.
I don't know why we brought him on this episode.
He's got a lot of followers.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
I'm hoping he shares this or something like that.
Even then, like, I kind of don't want to be associated with him anymore. No,
it's not like he's my friend.
Right.
Like, I've known him for a long time.
So you feel like you have to?
Not that I have to, but again, all those likes. I got to get those likes. He's getting those likes on that Instagram picture.
Yeah.
But
share the wealth, right?
Yeah.
He is the 1% of likes, and we're the 99%.
He is. He's got a nice network of, you know, people, and he's good at that, you know? Yeah. He's back.
Oh, hey, we were just saying some nice things about you.
What did I miss? You guys are saying nice things?
Yeah.
Was it just dead air the whole time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Can I show you guys a sunset picture?
Yeah, go for
it. Yeah. Oh, right. Describe it to the listeners.
That's your job.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page. How about that?
I got lucky. This apartment has been rent controlled since like 2000. We're going to get kicked out any day now.
I got a spare bedroom.
It's beautiful. It's a pinkish bluish hue going on.
And there's a little bit of yellow in there, yeah. And then it's juxtaposed against the Empire State Building. It's beautiful.
No, the Empire State Building's lit up blue, so it's nice.
Yeah.
I love that you thought that I just took a stock image.
It does say Getty Images across it. I don't know why.
Imagine that lie. I just need like 30 seconds to do something else. And so I was like,
you have another laptop with Photoshop up?
Yeah.
You take a picture of the screen.
I'll be right back. I was going to take a photo of the sunset.
Yeah. All right.
Last thing that I think we can talk about here, we'll talk about decay a little bit more from Rachel S. She just wanted to know what we thought zombies, like their muscles and stuff, would work, and if zombies would still exist once their muscles are gone and they're just skeletons and all that.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of where they turn into, like, when you see those zombies that are, like, almost done, they're, like, way past expiration date.
Yeah.
But it's like, ooh, can I still eat? I don't know.
I think they still need to have at least some sort of ligament situation to move around. But once the brain's gone, we've already decided that they're definitely gone. So.
Well, you could have zombies that don't have any, like, legs, right? And they just have the torso and they're, absolutely. Like, moving to the ground?
Yeah. Well, let's say they lost all their muscle mass in their arms and they're just kind of laying down. How long do they last and what do they do?
Yeah, but
so
then
they
again...
they just have to hold... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, no. I just wanted to say to your point, if they have no legs and they're just crawling around with their arms, think of how buff they'd be.
Yeah. They'd be extra
great
buff.
Great pecs, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
If they lose all muscle and they can just like sit there dead and they probably only have like a handful of hours to live, they better hope that someone like breaks their leg right there, like right on. Or breaks – yeah, no, that wouldn't work because the person could just crawl away. I'm really trying to make this work for that zombie that can't move, but I don't see any positivity coming out of
it. Sorry, zombie.
Put him on a skateboard and you can move with your head.
Yeah.
There you go. Anything is possible.
Yeah, nice. We can make it happen in our upcoming movie – Zombie Turtle.
Yeah.
Two.
Zombie
Turtle.
You gotta start with two. We back.
It's like, where was the first one?
That is the first one.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. It's like that dinosaur movie, We're Back. It always confused me because I thought it was a sequel to something, but it's just called We're Back. And it's because they're dinosaurs and they came back, but I was always really confused. Anyway.
A limited edition you'll need on your shelf.
Zombie Turtles 2. TM.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm writing that script for you. Don't worry.
Awesome.
As we speak. I got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
That's it.
Wait, I wanted to talk about John doing the music for my my zombie movie.
Go for it.
First off, John, you're such a pleasure to work with, and I probably am not a pleasure to work with, so I appreciate I appreciate everything. Like, you're just the most easygoing, sweetest. I'm actually being genuine at this point. Like, he's such
a pleasure to work with. I agree.
John has been really, like, the past couple of years, I've noticed John and I used to play in punk rock bands together, and like we play shows together. My band was never as good as his band, so we would always open for his band. So John's musical adventure-ness is, if that's a word, took a turn the past few years, and he's been doing a lot of 8-bit, like Nintendo sounding music. I think you guys feature some on your show once in a while.
Yeah, it's our intro. Yeah.
And so a constant thing that would happen is, as John was scoring the zombie film, he would just like insert a little bit of 8-bit in there. And the first cut, like, it actually kind of worked a little bit, but I'm like, I'm like, John, I don't see any 8-bit. I can't see any 8-bit in this. But each draft, he kept trying to sneak more and more 8-bit.
Just a little tiny, like, just a bloop.
That doesn't surprise me one iota.
It'd be like, dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
So then Alex, the director of photography and editor, we kept joking, like, the more we told John to not do 8-bit, the more he would put in 8-bit. And then eventually we just figured that he was going to send us an entire score of just Mario Kart sounding 8-bit music for the zombie film. But
yeah,
no 8-bit ended up making it in. So I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, John.
When do I get to see that movie? I want to see it.
Yeah, let's...
Didn't show them yet.
Is it public?
No, so it's not public, and I can't really. I hate when people go, I can't talk about it, blah blah blah. But I can't say why I can't put it public yet, which is good.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But Nick, I'd be happy to show you in a private link.
All right.
Ooh.
I'm excited. I got the exclusive.
Yeah, send it here. We'll watch it after this.
Yeah.
And then once it is public someday,
yeah,
we'll go back and we'll add it up on this episode.
Absolutely.
And then you should make an 8-bit score only. Same music, but just 8-bit, and we can replace it.
No, exactly. Absolutely. What I'm going to do. Yep.
You know he's going to. Just send him an unscored version.
Oh, I've got plenty. I've got 50.
Okay.
He's so mad. He hates it.
No, they'll get deleted by the time I get to the next one anyway.
So I think we can wrap this thing up real fast just for us. If you don't know already, you can find us on Facebook, which we talked about a bunch on this show. If you want to ask questions, that's the best place to do it. And usually I'll put a call out for questions.
You can follow us on Twitter at Strangers Still or on Facebook, which is where we get most of this stuff going on. We got a ton of info, and that's how we built this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Facebook group, Strangers Still.
You can go to StrangersStillShow.com to listen to us there and look at our show notes. And Johnny, where can people find you? I think if any listeners are in the New York area, they might recognize your voice, right?
Yeah, it's possible. I was actually I was at our John and I's friends Patent Pending. They played a concert the other day with the band Simple Plan. Remember that from the 90s?
Yeah.
And I was at the concert.
Sorry, that's kind of
They're going on tour with them in the UK. He announced it today.
But yeah. I'm super excited for those guys. But yeah. I was at a show and some girl came up to me and asked me if I was on the radio here because she recognized my voice.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing. I was like, how hard were you listening to my conversation?
That's amazing. You know?
But I'm on a morning show here in the city on 95.5 PLJ every morning from 6 to 10 on Todd and Jade in the morning. And I am like the village punching bag. So usually I just kind of get made fun of.
Ironically, that's the exact same thing you said at the show when the girl said that she thought she recognized you from the radio.
Oh, yeah, that's what exactly
yeah,
what I said.
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm a one-trick pony. But on social media, it's just my name, John Mingione, on all across the board, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, spelled Mingione. It's so Italian. I wish my name was
John. Oh, my goodness. Tell me how Italian it is.
I mean, vegan is not – recently did I learn how to spell vegan.
Yeah. Before you accepted to see if my name was Chris, it would be Baijin. But my mom's maiden name is Pasapane, which means – a pass of the bread.
Oh, I thought it was just a type of pasta, but whatever.
That's
guys,
pesto.
This has been fun. Can we do this more often?
Please.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It
depends on if listeners react to you positively.
Yeah,
we have numbers to crunch. And we
completely understand.
You definitely have to.
Right.
So,
I kill my own show's rating, so I can only imagine what
Well, yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
Still Johnny.
And this has been...
Stranger Still. Oh, my God.